Back Seat by Jessica, rated NC-17, read by Asriel Jones. The group was all paired up by the senior prom, Clark and Chloe, Pete and Lana. Clark wanted Lex there too, but they both knew that they'd never get away with it. Best friends don't work that way, Lex had said. He had sent the group in his limo instead, because Lex was always there for Clark when he needed him. Lex was going to spend the night alone, trying not to think about the conversation that would come tomorrow when Clark suddenly found himself without his virginity. Lex knew exactly how to distract himself. He was going to smoke some pot he'd been saving since the last time business had taken him through Vancouver. He was going to drink, a little more than usual. He was going to masturbate to the image of Clark in his tuxedo. Clark had invited Lex to see them off that afternoon. Chloe was wearing a purple dress, and Clark had a little flower in his lapel to match. Lex watched Clark blush as Martha and Gabe embarrassed the kids with more and more pictures. They were finally alone together when Clark walked Lex out to his car. They shook hands, and Clark smiled when Lex told him to have fun. He adjusted the purple boutonniere and imagined that Clark belonged to him. He was going to distract himself until the night was over, and then Lex was going to sleep. He'd been planning this evening since Clark and Chloe started dating early senior year. What he hadn't planned for was the limo coming home with Clark still inside. Lex was halfway to being stoned and digging through his underwear drawer for fresh batteries when he heard a knock. "What?" he barked. The door opened and someone stepped inside. Lex glanced back at his driver, still in uniform. "Mr. Kent asked me to tell you that he's waiting in the car, sir," the man said. Lex dropped the batteries back in the drawer with the vibrator and turned around. "What?" he asked, narrowing his eyes. "Mr. Kent is..." "No, I got it. Thank you." The man nodded at Lex's dismissal and left. "What the hell?" Lex asked the empty room. He slipped on a pair of shoes and his robe from the back of the door and was already downstairs, headed toward the garage before he considered the consequences of greeting Clark in his pajamas. But Clark was in his limo in the garage on what was supposed to be the night every high school kid got laid. Maybe Lex in his pajamas was what Clark was waiting for. He knocked, though he felt weird knocking on his own car window. Clark opened the door and smiled up at Lex with red-rimmed eyes. "You came." "Better than the help finding you asleep tomorrow morning," Lex said, slipping inside. "They don't like people in the way of their vacuums." Clark's smile didn't fade at Lex's attempt at humor, but he did look away and down at his hands. He was still in his tux, the bow tie and cummerbund in a pile on the seat between them. It was the flower from his lapel that Clark played with in his hands. Lex waited, holding his robe together and blinking his vision clear. He knew he wasn't stoned. The joint was still upstairs, burning in the ashtray on the bedside table. Sitting in the same car and listening to Clark breathe always gave Lex a little buzz. He played with the tie on his robe, anything to keep his hands out of Clark's wildly mussed hair. "Lana was staying at Pete's," Clark said suddenly. Lex looked up, but Clark wasn't paying attention. "Chloe was going to spend the night in the loft. It's not that cold anymore. We were making out because we were alone in a limo, and Chloe said that's what you were supposed to do. Her hand was down my pants, and mine was under her dress, and we were kissing, and then I had to stop." The last word echoed in the tiny space. Clark had turned to face Lex, resting his head on his arm, stretched across the back of the seat. "When you say stop, you're not just talking about sex, are you?"
"No."
"You're talking about all our conversations about the distance between Gotham and Metropolis."
"Yeah."
Clark was very calm for someone who had just broken up with his first real girlfriend. "It didn't feel right, spending the night together when I knew we weren't going to make it to the end of the week together." Lex shook his head, took a deep breath, and looked down at his hands. They weren't shaking anymore, and he was pretty sure he was sober. That's when he let himself look at Clark. He was curled up on the seat, his shirt untucked and held together with two random buttons. This was how Clark was going to look in his mind when Lex finally found fresh batteries for his vibrator. "You made the right choice, Clark," Lex said, then cleared his throat. "Long-distance relationships are really hard." The way Clark watched his lips, Lex wondered if he were reading the words instead. Lex knew he wasn't listening.
"Do you like purple, Lex?"
Clark asked. He held the flower up with two careful fingers. "Chloe said violet when I called it purple. I asked what the difference was, and she said it didn't really matter if I couldn't see it. But there is a difference. I like purple more."
"I do, too."
Lex reached for the flower between them, letting his robe fall away. Clark's eyes darted down, fast enough to catch anything Lex might reveal. They looked back up, and this time, it was Lex who got to see the hidden pieces. "When you saw me in the tuxedo, with the purple in my lapel, did you want to kiss me, Lex?"
"I wanted to do more than kiss you," Lex risked.
"Me too. I wanted you to do all the more things, too." It was Clark that moved first, and later, that's what would make Lex smile the most. Clark pushed himself away from the leather and found his way to Lex's lips. It was such an innocent kiss, just a soft press of their dry lips that hadn't quite met in the same place. Lex slipped his hand into Clark's shirt, and up to flick a hardening nipple. When Clark's lips fell open to push a groan into Lex's mouth, Lex pushed his tongue into Clark's. His hand on Clark's hip pulled out another wonderful sound, and then Clark was in his lap. It didn't take Clark long after that. He kissed Lex wetly, his tongue thrusting in time with his hips. Clark was hard under the thin layers of fabric and rubbed frantically against Lex's stomach. Lex reached up to tug at Clark's tangled hair, pulling his head back just as Clark came hard with a long, drawn-out curse. "Sorry," Clark mumbled into Lex's neck. Lex held him tighter, feeling the wetness seep through their clothes.
"What are you sorry for?" he whispered.
"I didn't want it to be over so fast." Clark looked up, a tip of tongue showing between his swollen lips that Lex leaned forward to catch in his teeth.
"Wait," Lex said, pulled away and searched the car with his eyes.
It had fallen off the seat and onto the floor, so Lex had to maneuver around Clark on his lap to find the purple flower. With it in his hand once more, Lex repeated the ritual he had watched Chloe perform that afternoon, slipping the boutonniere into the jacket's buttonhole, this time claiming Clark for himself.
"It's not over," Lex said, and kissed him to make sure Clark understood.
Clark threw off the jacket, and they soon lost the last two buttons on his shirt. The buttons on Lex's pajamas were sacrificed as Clark pushed the clothes off his shoulders. Naked from the waist up, Lex went to work on Clark's pants. A pat on his hip, Clark pushed himself up off the seat, stood hunched over to drop his pants. The boxers were drying sticky against his skin, but Clark didn't even flinch when Lex pulled them down.
"I love that," Lex told him as Clark dropped back into his lap. "You don't feel pain, but I can make you come without touching your cock."
"You can touch it now, Lex." He ground down, then back up, leaving a trail of pre-cum across Lex's stomach. Lex pushed Clark back down with a hand on his shoulder and the other wrapped around his cock.
"Do you want me to fuck you?"
Clark bucked into Lex's grip and nodded furiously.
"I wasn't planning this, you know, but I just may have something."
With Clark distracted with the red marks he was leaving on Lex's skin, Lex reached into a compartment on the door, coming away with condoms and lube. He held them up for Clark victoriously.
"This is my limo," Lex explained.
Clark knelt up to let Lex strip, and then they were both naked. Lex prepared him with two, then three slicked fingers. He let Clark roll the condom on, guiding with soft words when Clark's innocence started to show. His mouth was eager on Lex's, but his hands were trembling. Lex used his own hands on Clark's hips to calm him, and slowly slid inside.
"You're okay?" he asked carefully.
Clark nodded, with his eyes closed and mouth open.
"You're okay," Lex told him, and pulled him close, moving as carefully as his words.
The leather was squeaking at his back, and Clark was whimpering against his shoulder. It wasn't exactly what Lex had planned for his night, but it sounded pretty good. Clark came again, and this time the curse on his lips was Lex's name. He let his head fall back as Lex held him up, kept thrusting, until he came with a sigh. Clark was grinning when Lex opened his eyes. "That was really good," Clark said, like someone who had just had their first time and didn't know that it got better. Lex nodded, and Clark seemed happy with that. He dropped a kiss on Lex's lips, settled down in his lap, and tucked his face into Lex's neck. They were wet and sweaty, sticking to each other in the seat. It wasn't even close to comfortable. But Clark had finally made his choice. Lex should have felt bad. He was the reason Chloe no longer had a boyfriend more than the scholarship taking her to Gotham. Then Clark made a snuffling sound into his shoulder, and Lex remembered that the flower on Clark's jacket was purple, not violet. Clark liked purple more.